This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Here's your Market Focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Asian stocks fell across the board today as fears grow of further Middle East tensions and elevated interest rates. Major markets in Japan, Hong Kong, Korea, and Taiwan fell over 2%, while in China, Australia, and Singapore, stocks declined over 1%. Investors are concerned about the impact of rising borrowing costs, elevated oil prices, a stronger US dollar, and the region's energy dependence. China's economic data showed mixed signals, raising doubts about the country's economic recovery. While its first quarter GDP rose 5.3%, beating expectations, growth in retail sales and industrial output fell short of forecasts. Currencies across the region also took a hit today. The Japanese yen reached a 34-year low of 154.61 per dollar, marking a 9% drop this year. In Indonesia, the rupiah fell below 16,000 per dollar for the first time in 4 years, pushing the central bank to step in to support the currency. The Korean won also fell close to 1,400 per dollar for the first time since late 2022, and officials issued a rare warning against what it called excessive one-sided moves in the forex market. The Indian rupee and the Philippine peso also hit a record low. That's it for today. For more business news and market updates, visit bt.sg.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.